Hordes of foodies swarm across the five boroughs, always in search of the next culinary delight. But for some of them, a speed bump exists in the form of the mysterious double menu. As part of his Micropolis series, WNYC's Arun Venugopal examines this stubborn relic of the Chinese food scene.
A while back, I was in Flushing with author Andrew Koh. We were seated in a little storefront restaurant called Main Street Imperial.
Which, to my mind and to mind of a lot of other people, is the best Taiwanese restaurant in New York.
Andrew wrote a book called Chop Suey, A Cultural History of Chinese Food in the United States. So he's a pretty reliable source.
Let's see, intestine with ginger, intestine with pineapple, braised intestine with black bean sauce. So it's quite a wide range of intestinal dishes.
Right.
The thing about a place like Main Street Imperial is ordering a dish can be a pretty involved, mystifying process. You've got the menu, but only some of the items are actually listed in English. A lot of them are only in Chinese. And then there's these slips of fluorescent paper all around the room, scrawled in Mandarin, that presumably list other dishes.
Number 24, which is not listed, I think, is one of the most popular dishes in this restaurant. And that's chive flowers with fly heads.
Not actual heads of actual flies.
The fly heads is a metaphor for what it is, rather than actually eating flies. I mean, a lot of cultures eat insects, but I don't know of any culture which eats flies.
Right. It's a metaphor. They're actually just these little fermented black beans tossed into a pile of minced pork, chives, and red chilies. This dish was really smoky and just delicious. So delicious.
Oh, this is great.
Fly heads are great. Really great. The smoky wok.
That we stop speaking in complete sentences. So delicious that it makes you wonder what other tantalizing dishes are being withheld from the city's non-Chinese-speaking diners. Why, in this day and age, do restaurants like Main Street Imperial have two different menus? What makes the double menu especially odd is that it exists here in New York, with all these out-of-control foodies roaming about, people like Joe DiStefano. Joe's got this new site, Chopsticks and Marrow, whose readers have recently been rating their strangest food experiences, from live baby octopus to witchetty grubs.
Have you eaten eyeballs? Have you eaten duck testicles? I have.
For people like this, Joe says the double menu can be kind of a pain.
I think by having two menus where one is sort of catered to quote-unquote Western tastes, it creates sort of a mediated or watered-down experience for the non-Chinese diner.
Most people I spoke to said the double menu is disappearing, but it can still be found on Mott Street, where I met Wendy Chan. Wendy wrote the book New Asian Cuisine, and she's advised various Asian governments on how to make their food popular here. She says restaurants have a second menu because it cuts down on the questions.
They don't want their waiters to be spending time to chit-chatting with you to explore option 1, 2, 3, the difference between A, B, and C. So they rather have you say, okay, this is what you want, this is what we give you, hurry up and leave.
There's also the matter of clashing tastes. People raised in Asia, she said, are more likely to eat dark meat than other Americans, or eat a whole fish with the tail intact and those dead beady eyes staring at you. Still, Joe DiStefano figured this was the only international cuisine in New York where a second menu exists. After all, Indian restaurants don't have a different menu for their Indian customers. And then I got an email from Madeline Leung at restaurantbaby.com, and it said, somewhat cryptically, race and history matter. And this sentence: there was a time in America when it was commonly believed that Chinese people eat rats and dogs. And that statement took me back.
Ah, dessert.
To the 1984 movie Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And this notorious scene when Indy is served a supposedly classic Indian dessert.
Chilled monkey brain.
Of chilled monkey brain in these perfect little Hollywood monkey head props. Because if you think about it, there's nothing better than a food scene to show just how freakish or backward another culture is. It hits us at a primal level, whether it's Indian food or Chinese. The rumors that Madeline alluded to about eating rats and dogs are old, but there are multiple threads on Yahoo.com right now of people wondering whether Chinese people eat babies. So the creation of Chinese-American cuisine, along with the double menu, wasn't just a culinary development or a money-making proposition. It was also kind of a political act, one that presented a sort of moderate face to outsiders in places like New York, which had enough Chinese immigrants to justify a Chinese language menu along with an English menu. What's funny is that for some people, like Madeline Leung, whose parents operated a restaurant in Detroit, the self-consciousness they developed over decades dies hard.
One telling thing is that whenever we do have friends over, we order pizza.
Not Chinese food.
Not Chinese food, and definitely not home cooking.
Like a whole steamed fish, or, say, chives with fly heads and red chilies. This is Micropolis. I'm Arun Venugopal at WNYC.
To check out images of Arun's culinary forays, visit his Micropolis Tumblr at WNYC.org. Micropolis is an ongoing series on New York street life and other corners of the city.